All right. So what would I do if I'm in charge of my store? First of all, I would fire the managers who I frankly felt like were pulling the store down. But I wouldn't fire them either. I'd basically say, this is what we're going to do. You're going to improve morale in the store. We can keep profits up, but you're going to improve morale in the store. You're going to truly communicate your people, and we're all going to communicate together, and we're going to clarify things. We're going to have a good lines of communication. And the problem with our store is that we have a store manager who basically stays in his office pretty much 80 to 85% of the time, if not more. If when he's out on the floor, he rarely talks to actual employees, frontline employees, beyond saying, hey, you know, you need to talk to your employees. That's very important. You don't have to have gigantic conversations about the status of Middle Eastern affairs in the modern world, but you have to find out, hey, you guys have any problems? You know, how things are going? You know, the one thing I believe as a manager that I was good at was allowing the people below me to vent their spleen when they needed to. And I would tell them, you know, if you've got a problem with anybody, even if it's a small problem, let me know. And if I think I can help fix it, fine. And I did. There were a few problems. There were relatively minor things, but I got problems fixed. It wasn't that difficult. I basically told the people that worked for me, if they've got a problem with you, I will talk to you calmly and respectfully and say, this is what's going on. And I say, if you know, I'll let you defend yourself and find out your side of the story, and then I'll just say, hey, this is what we got to do, you know. Only had, in my experience, I only had one problem with one employee. And it took forever to get me to get him canned because I didn't have firing power. But basically, that's the only one I had a problem with. Now, management, you have a lot of responsibility, but the thing is, if you're a manager, you have to have your employees back. You can't just yank the rug out from under them if, you know, the customer complains and you don't look at all sides of the complaint. The customer isn't always right. What if that customer knows that employee the employee and that customer do not get along, and that customer decides, hey, I'm going to make up a story and get that employee in trouble or possibly fired? Now, that happened to me, as far as I know, but it's something I would not be surprised if it's happened. But the fact is, there's too much drama at that store. There's the management of the store is too removed from the employees. There seems to be this invisible barrier there that only a few can actually breach. And you don't need, I mean, there's too much bureaucracy in the store. And when you have too many chiefs and not enough firefighters or police officers, things can go wrong because you need people to fight the battles on the front lines. You can't have lieutenants and captains, more lieutenants and captains than privates and corporals and sergeants. You can't fight a war that way. And you can't run a retail store with a ton of assistant managers and zone managers and department managers and very few actual employees on the floor doing the basic job. Okay, part 3 is coming up right after this.